I mourn for those that never knew Christ because no one shared. Saints of God, we've been given a commission to go into all the world. How many of us have taken the time this year, forget last year, to make sure our neighbors know the living God? Heck, neighbors, our brothers, our sisters, our family members. How many times do we come in contact? And I got news for you. God is more faithful than anything we can ask, hope for, or deserve. All you have to do is say, God, make me a vessel that I might pour out your truth. He'll open the door. He will absolutely open the door. Not only that, he'll make it fun. One of the neat things I have in the role of your pastor is I get to hear the good news. I get to hear when God does something miraculous. I don't want to steal this person's thunder, but we have a parishioner who shared something with me today. Not today, this week. For 8 years has been tormented on an issue. 8 years, God was faithful. In a unique, undeniable way. Someone who said to me, I never hear from God. 2,000 miles away, heard from God, got the message from God, got assurance of his divine majesty. See, that's the God we serve. All we have to do is say, God, I want to hear. I want to know. All you have to do is say, God, open the door and let me be your vessel. And then be bold to step into it. I would rather you risk having the door slammed in your face than the risk of sitting at a coffin and wondering if that person knew Christ. This is Easter season. This is the season of new birth. This is the season of new hope. Let's take Boston as a reality of our life, that life ends in a nanosecond. It doesn't always end in 6 months of knowing that mother is not going to make it. It can end in a nanosecond. Got a call this week from someone, and I looked at the phone and I went, this is the announcement that mom's gone. Picked up the phone. The first thing he said is, mom's okay. Because he knew that that phone call meant to me, mom's gone. He wanted to tell me something else. But he had to clear the field for me. Saints of God, your God came. Our God came. And on the cross of pain, where no man cries out for forgiveness, he said to his heavenly Father, Father, hold back your judgment. Give them time. We're in a season of mercy, a season of penitence. Where are you today? Where are you today with him? Where are you today with your fellow man? Where are you today with your husband and wife? It's not worth the cost. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.